Some other news, as students have gone back to school in recent days, many have arrived in classrooms lacking what seems like a pretty basic requirement, a teacher. Education officials say the summer months just are not enough time for them to fill every open position. As Sarah Gonzalez of member station WLRN tells us, schools in Florida still have hundreds of vacancies.
It's Spanish class at DeSoto County High School in South Florida, so I speak to the students in Spanish.
Entonces, si les hablo en español, ¿me entienden?
Yep. Yeah, some of them.
At least some of them understand me, but their teacher, Sue Knight, shoots me a confused look.
Miss Sue, do you understand what I just said?
Not a word.
I don't know any. Hola.
The school doesn't have a Spanish teacher yet, so Miss Sue, as the students call her, is filling in until the principal can find one. Across the hall, the school's math tutor has become a French teacher. Ronnie Padilla doesn't speak any French, and he's feeling the pressure.
I want to make things right, and I think everything will turn out right.
The school had to refill 35 teacher positions this year, half of the teaching staff. Principal Shannon Fusco took all summer to do that and still came up three positions short.
It's very difficult, and we don't like putting students in those positions at all. But when we're unable to find someone with the certification or even the ability, we do the best that we can, and we all pitch in and help out as much as we can.
Now, is just not offering the classes, is that an option for you? If you don't have a physics teacher, can you just say, well, we're not going to offer physics this semester or this year?
It can be, and there have been times that we have made a decision to change, but I didn't want to go backwards.
Part of the problem is that teachers wait until the very end of the summer to notify schools they won't be coming back. That's partly due to a misconception. Some teachers think they won't get their health insurance over the summer if they quit in June. In Broward County, the nation's sixth largest school district, more than 500 teachers resigned just 2 weeks before the start of the school year. Doug Peden with the American Association for Employment in Education says it's an age-old problem.
In every state, school districts, they hire late, and classes could sit empty for a long time.
Peden tracks teacher supply and demand. He says some states have attempted to hold teachers accountable, taking away teaching certificates if they wait too late to tell schools they're resigning. But when districts are dealing with tens of thousands of teachers, he says there will always be movement. There isn't a teacher shortage. They're just not all in the right places.
Wyoming, they only have one state university that produces teachers. Then you have some place like Michigan where they're producing way too many. So it's the typical problem. People aren't as mobile as we'd like to think.
And they do not teach the subjects that are high in demand. Gracie Diaz is in charge of hiring teachers in Broward. She says lots of people apply, just not in the fields they're looking for.
Mathematics, science, speech and language pathology, some of the special ed areas, those are where we're seeing the need, especially science this year and in physics and chemistry. It's been a challenge.
The district held a last-minute teacher job fair, hoping to fill all the vacancies. More than 800 candidates showed up. Seven taught math and science.
I'm not quite sure when she will be here, but for the time being, I'm in here with you guys. Yay!
Back at DeSoto High, freshman Sergio Valencia is already getting attached to his temporary Spanish teacher, Alma Sendejas, who happens to be the school's receptionist.
She seems like another teacher I had in the middle school, and I absolutely loved her. And I'd really like to have another class with her if she's not in the office.
He's hoping he doesn't get a new teacher soon, and that may end up happening. The longer you get into the school year, the more difficult it becomes for principals to find replacements. Two more teachers have already resigned from DeSoto High since the start of the year. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Miami.
Hey, that story is part of NPR's State Impact Florida project. The State Impact projects across the country examine the effect of state policies on American lives.